Today we're going to talk about who to follow on Twitter. Twitter, as you may know, is a networking site, it's a social media site, 140 characters in each post you're allowed. You have followers, those who can see your posts, and the people you are following, obviously you can see their posts. But a lot of people say to me, well, who do I follow on Twitter? And the simple answer is, anybody. Whoever you want to follow, whoever you want to see what they're saying, follow them. Click that green button, follow. But it also depends on who you want to connect with and your main reasons for using Twitter. So for the likes of myself, I use it for business purposes, so I follow potential customers, clients and existing customers and clients, so I can see what they're saying about me or if they've got any additional needs that I can quickly respond to there and then on Twitter. I mean, the saying goes, if you want to catch fish, you've got to cast your net where the fish are. So look out for what your current customers are saying about you and retweet it if it's something good. Find new customers in your area and keep an eye out for their needs. If you use a search box on Twitter, just simply enter into a search phrase that somebody that needs your services would be looking for. So something simple like, can anyone recommend a plumber? If you're a plumber, and then that will come up and you can see who needs a plumber in your area. Another one to follow is competitors. Now, it's not a spying mission, you're not looking to see what they're doing or trying to trip them up. It can open up an avenue for collaboration, see if they're busy, if they need some extra help, see if they've got any services or products that can complement yours, and that may mean that you then expand into other areas. But it also means that you can stay abreast of any developments in your industry. You can't have your eyes and your ears open all the time, but maybe that they've picked up on a bit of news that is relevant to you and you can then pick that up and run with it and make any changes you need to. The other group of users on Twitter I would recommend you follow are promoters, people that will retweet your tweet, and 9 times out of 10 that's for free, and you don't get much in this world for nothing, so take advantage where you can. So there's quite a few people out there that do that, and all they ask you to do is include their generic, either tweet them at their username or use their hashtag that they like to use. They'll then pick up on that and retweet it for you. So you've got the likes of Busy Talk, which is BIZITALK, Locate Biz, Any Biz Promo, and Gen Biz, GENBIZ. Put a hashtag in front of them, those accounts will then pick it up and retweet your message. So if you've got a sale on, you could say 10% off up until midnight with a link to your website, and then stick a hashtag on the end, it'll get picked up and it'll get retweeted to their thousands of followers. So it's not just your followers seeing it, it's opening up to a wider audience. They in turn may follow you, or they may simply just go to your website and purchase something that they're looking for. Another group is inspirational tweets. Now, these are like the Marmite of Twitter. You either love them or you hate them. And some accounts don't interact at all, and as we know, Twitter is all about the interaction. But there are some actual humans on Twitter that are worth following for their inspiration and motivation. I personally like to follow Brad Burton, which is at Brad Burton, all one word. He tells it like it is. But he offers a lot of business advice and life advice, and the same goes for Mr. D. Leafield, although I've got a funny feeling he's now changed his Twitter name, I'll let you know. But if you just pick up on some people that are there to help you, there are some negative people on Twitter, and to be honest, if I find a lot of negativity, I tend to unfollow them. But the positive people, the people that can keep you on track, are definitely worth a follow. So if you start searching for tweeters from these categories, you're well on your way to filling your timeline with not only interesting but beneficial tweets for you and your business. So that's it for today, but what you've got to remember is Twitter is about interaction. It's not just a broadcasting channel for you and your business. You must keep the social in social media. Thank you.